In October 2017, something extraordinary streaked through our solar system, an object unlike anything astronomers had ever seen. Named Oumuamua, Hawaiian for scout or messenger from afar, this interstellar visitor sparked intense scientific debate and captured global attention. What made it truly remarkable weren't just its origins beyond our solar system, but its bewildering characteristics. An extreme shape at least 5 times longer than wide, unusual brightness approaching that of shiny metal, and most puzzlingly, an acceleration away from the sun that couldn't be explained by gravity alone. When Harvard astronomer Avi Loeb suggested this object might be artificial technology from another civilization, it challenged scientific orthodoxy and ignited worldwide fascination. While most scientists strained to fit Oumuamua into conventional natural explanations, Loeb asked a more provocative question. What if we're witnessing evidence of another civilization? The implications would be profound, not just for astronomy, but for our understanding of humanity's place in the cosmos. Isn't it remarkable that after centuries of wondering if we're alone in the universe, we might have received a visitor from another star system, one that defied all our expectations about what natural objects should look like? Science progresses through anomalies, observations that don't match our expectations. Oumuamua presented several that stretched conventional theories with its extreme shape, brightness, and peculiar acceleration. When comets approach the sun, evaporating ice creates a visible tail and thrust that alters their trajectory. Despite Oumuamua's acceleration matching this pattern, no water, gases, or dust were detected. Unlike comets whose tumbling changes as material evaporates unevenly, Oumuamua's spin remained constant. Scientists proposed exotic explanations, pure hydrogen ice or an extraordinarily porous, fluffy aggregate. Meanwhile, the force acting on Oumuamua declined with the square of its distance from the sun, exactly matching solar radiation pressure on a thin surface. When multiple anomalies converge in a single object, when should we consider explanations beyond our conventional understanding? Years before Oumuamua's discovery, Loeb had joined the Breakthrough Starshot Initiative to develop a lightweight spacecraft with a reflecting sail propelled by laser beam, technology that could reach 1/5 light speed and nearby star systems within decades. When Oumuamua appeared, Loeb and postdoctoral fellow Shmuel Bialy calculated that if it were less than a millimeter thick, sunlight alone could explain its acceleration, suggesting a possible artificial light sail. Following Sherlock Holmes's principle of eliminating the impossible, they published this hypothesis in the Astrophysical Journal Letters, accepted in just 3 days. The evidence was compelling. Oumuamua's unusual orbit without a cometary tail, extreme shape, and unusual luminosity made it exceptional. Other astronomers proposed equally exotic natural explanations, either an incredibly rarefied fluffy object or a comet of solid hydrogen ice, both unprecedented. If these novel natural explanations deserved consideration, why not the technological hypothesis? Critics accused Loeb of bias due to his Starshot involvement, but he countered that skilled observers differentiate what they see rather than projecting patterns. Loeb compared it to finding a cell phone on a remote beach. Would it be more scientific to theorize about natural processes forming microchips, or consider someone might have dropped it? If Oumuamua were natural, each star in the Milky Way would need to eject a quadrillion such objects, far exceeding planetary formation models. Our second interstellar visitor, 2I Borisov, discovered in 2019, was merely an ordinary comet with normal outgassing, which highlighted Oumuamua's extraordinary nature. Oumuamua's velocity was particularly unusual. It occupied the local standard of rest, the average motion of stars in our neighborhood. Only 1 in 500 stars moves this still within the LSR. From its perspective, our solar system collided with a stationary Oumuamua, like a buoy in the cosmic ocean. If designed by extraterrestrials, Oumuamua's LSR position could serve as an interstellar marker, lighthouse, or communication node. A network of such objects could function as a grid or alert system. Placing an object at LSR effectively hides its origins, as its trajectory can't be traced back. Conservative estimates make a naturally occurring object with Oumuamua's characteristics a 1 in a quadrillion occurrence, an improbability so extreme it compels us to consider alternatives. Are we alone? Remains one of humanity's most fundamental questions, yet the scientific community often treats the search for extraterrestrial intelligence as fringe. Throughout history, scientific gatekeepers have impeded progress through arrogance. In 1894, physicist Albert Michelson wrongly declared most fundamental principles established just before relativity and quantum mechanics revolutionized physics. Edward Pickering incorrectly claimed telescopes had reached optimal size, causing East Coast astronomy to stagnate. Science requires humility, acknowledging that humanity's imagination cannot fully encompass nature's richness. Children's intuitive leaps often surpass adults constrained by intellectual prejudices. When confronted with phenomena like quantum entanglement that Einstein dismissed as spooky action at a distance, evidence must trump preconceptions. Truth and consensus aren't synonymous, yet career pressures encourage conformity. Many scientists dismiss evidence suggesting advanced civilizations while embracing equally speculative concepts like multiple universes without observational evidence. This selective conservatism keeps us extraordinarily ignorant. What might we be missing because we're too afraid to ask the wrong questions? Physicist Enrico Fermi's question, "Where is everybody?" addresses the paradox of cosmic silence despite the universe's vastness. Robin Hanson's Great Filter suggests a sobering explanation. Technological advancement may inevitably lead to self-destruction. Civilizations might develop broadcasting capabilities precisely when they acquire self-annihilation means through nuclear weapons, climate change, or biological warfare. The 2009 satellite collision at 22,300 miles per hour created a debris cloud, highlighting our growing space junk crisis. Nations increasingly view space as a conflict zone, with multiple countries demonstrating anti-satellite capabilities. If civilizations regularly appear and disappear throughout cosmic history, searching for extinct civilization relics might help us avoid similar fates, perhaps what Oumuamua represents. With exoplanet discoveries showing roughly a quarter of stars have potentially habitable Earth-sized planets, assuming we're the universe's only intelligence across 13.8 billion years seems presumptuous. Like cave dwellers who might see a cell phone as merely a shiny rock, maintaining that it's never aliens ensures we'll miss evidence of extraterrestrial civilizations if we encounter it. Confirmation of extraterrestrial life would transform multiple disciplines, potentially unifying humanity beyond borders and economies. Oumuamua's wager resembles Pascal's theological wager, but requires scientific hope rather than faith. The stakes are significant. Betting correctly could lead us to the stars. Betting wrong might accelerate our extinction. In a universe with approximately a zeta habitable planets, even emperors are as insignificant as ants on a vast beach. This cosmic perspective should inspire us to prepare for future interstellar visitors by developing capabilities to capture images or retrieve these objects. Our most ambitious wager would be ensuring terrestrial life's survival by learning from mature civilizations, developing spacecraft with 3D printers and AI that could construct life elsewhere, preserving our legacy even if Earth civilization ends. Whether Oumuamua was natural or technological, it challenges us to look beyond our solar system. In the vastness of space and time, humility may be our greatest virtue, and curiosity our most powerful tool.